Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Just quickly to recap, we're doing the chapter on the desirability of giving preference to the right hand side or the right hand or the right foot in all matters of honor, such as wudu, ghusl, tayammum, wearing clothing, shoes, socks, lower garment, the pants, entering the masjid, using the miswak, applying shurma, cutting the nails, trimming the mustache, starting from the right hand side, removing of the underarm hair, shaving of the hair, salam after salah, eating, drinking, shaking hands, istilam of the hand, the child is taking with the left hand, immediately they'll pull away whatever they're giving. Until you don't put your right hand out, I won't give with the right hand. Now, this is a way to teach that these adab, these etiquettes, and these mustahabbat, these things that are preferable, desirable, these things that we take to be light as sunnat, sometimes we say it's only sunnat, and the style that we say it also, and the style that we consider it, is actually meaning. For them, everything was for us. There was no such thing as this is sunnat mu'akkada, this is wajib, this was mustahab. If they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing it for them personally, for us it is for us. It's like for us, we have to do it. There is no such thing as we got a choice. If our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has done something, then we have to do it. On one occasion, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she told someone that perform tahajjud salah. They read tahajjud salah. And her only reason for telling the person to read salah was because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read tahajjud salah. That's all. There was no need to elaborate on all the fazail of tahajjud salah. There was no need to elaborate on how much of reward it is and the beauty of tahajjud salah. All she said was perform salah, tahajjud salah. The listener, that was enough. If my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it like this, for me it is enough. Whether I understand the wisdom behind it, I don't understand the wisdom, the logic behind it, I don't understand the reasoning. If Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it, 100% there's goodness in it. So if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to choose the right hand side, choose the right foot in doing these matters that are good and noble, so whether we understand the benefit or we don't understand, there's definitely goodness in it, so therefore we should do it. So moving on, and the preferability of giving preference to the left-hand side for those actions that like cleaning the nose, spitting, entering the toilet, emerging from the masjid, where we said spitting on the left-hand side, person coming out from the masjid, he's conscious that I need to leave the masjid with the left foot, removing the socks, now he removes with the left sock first. So yesterday we mentioned that when the person is leaving the masjid, he should leave with the left foot. Entering the masjid, the person should enter with the right foot. Very easy way to remember with clothing is whenever we're wearing something, then we start with the right hand side. Whenever we're removing, we remove with the left hand side first. Or kurta we're wearing, we remove the left hand side first when we're removing. Purification after relieving oneself. In other words, when a person goes to the toilet now, he's using his hand to clean himself.